Coach Cable for the conference call.
Okay, can you just give us 30 seconds?
Yes.
Thanks. Hey, guys, we have Tom Cable. Tom Cable. Okay, we're ready.
Okay, thanks.
Hey, Tom, with your cornerback, Nnamdi Asamugha, do you find that people just don't throw in his direction? That he's getting that kind of reputation?
Well, you know, everybody throws at him a little bit. It's just not as much as you know, the other side or the corners.
Do you think about moving him around at all, or do you just feel like to keep him to that one side?
Oh, we do.
You do move him around?
Yeah. Oh,
okay. Tom, when you were the offensive line coach in Atlanta, you must have known Michael Vick pretty well. What do you see on film right now that tells you whether he's back to where he was or has a way to go?
You know, Mike is special. You know, he's a tremendous athlete, and he's a threat on his feet, obviously. But what people, you know, their coaches and their people know it now because they see it every day in practice. But what people don't know about him, he's a tremendous thrower. And I think he's very close to being back where he was.
Mike has said that when he does get his starting quarterback job down the line again, wherever it is, he can't be like he used to because he just can't take the hits that he did. Do you think being here and him learning under Donovan and Marty and Andy will help transition him to being more of a thrower and a passer quarterback?
Well, I think so. I mean, he's had good coaches. He had Greg Knapp in Atlanta, who's very good. He's always kind of had the right teachers, I think, in terms of throwing the football. But his point is probably the most important. You know, once you make that mindset that I can beat you with my feet too much, it probably takes away from being a passer. And so his comments that, you know, when his opportunity comes of being a better thrower, probably true.
Tom, was Michael Vick, was he at least a consideration for you guys when he was looking for a team after he took care of those personal things? And can you talk about that?
Well, really, when Mike came, you know, got ready to play again, we had four quarterbacks on the roster, so it was never something that was seriously considered just because we got a young quarterback here and we had three others.
Coach, DeMarcus Russell has shown some signs of improvement and flashes of brilliance. Where do you think he is in his development right now? Because he certainly is not consistent enough.
Well, the word you use, I mean, I think he's still developing. We're trying to do everything under the sun to help him be more consistent, and that's really the issue right now.
Tom, you played San Diego very competitively open week, and then you went in Kansas City, and now you've struggled since then. What has happened, do you think, to the team to lead to those struggles?
Well, I really think we have struggled offensively, you know, from the get-go. We ran the ball decent in the first half at San Diego. Haven't been able to since then and really haven't thrown the ball with any type of consistency at any time. So, you know, to me, those are really our issues. We've put our defense on the field too much at times. At the same time, you know, when they're out there, they've got a job to do to get off the field. And so I think it's just collectively as a team not really able to play off each other and help each other.
Coach, what's your evaluation of the Eagles' wide receivers?
Very good.
Anybody in particular jump out at you?
You know, I think the whole group is very, very good. They can beat you deep, can beat you underneath, athletic. They can run after the catch. It's a very good group.
Tom, this was a team for a long time where when teams game plan for them, they thought about Brian Westbrook. Is that still the case? And he hasn't been used a lot. Does he look any different to you?
Well, I know this. If you don't plan for him, he'll beat you.
Does he look the same to you?
He's a very, very good player. Always has been. Doesn't look any different to me. He's a good player.
Is it difficult to maintain morale with the team, given the struggles that you're going through? I mean, do you see the guy still working as hard as ever, being as focused as ever also?
Yes, I do. You know, this one thing about this group, it's a hard-working group. We're fighting our rear ends off every day to have a breakthrough and get where we want to be as a football team. And the only way to do that is to keep working at it, keep moving forward. Let whoever on the outside, let them talk about, you know, let up or focus or lack thereof or all that. It doesn't matter to us. We have to take care of us.
Tom, what's your plan into developing Jamarcus ever since he became a starter? Your just overall plan for developing a young quarterback who's the number one pick, who's supposed to be the epicenter of your offense?
Well, I think, you know, getting him to a point where he understands the game at this level, first and foremost, understand his responsibilities as a quarterback in this league, and then, you know, allowing his talent to come out.
Is it like, do you feel like you got to put a guy like that in a position to succeed, and by doing that you have to surround him with enough support?
Well, you certainly have to do that, especially when they're young. We've got to have a good supporting group around them. I think we've upgraded that way through the draft this last year. We've got two fine young receivers here. We've got a quality tight end here. And so now it's just a matter of putting it all together.
Some top quarterbacks, you know, when they're picked high, some of them have waited and sat, like Godwin waited for a little bit, and others have waited. And others that are thrown in right away. Do you see an advantage to doing one way versus the other?
You know, I think you play them when they're ready to play, and unless you really don't have a choice and you're forced to do it, you know, you put them in, you play them. But I think his, in terms of his timing and all that, really kind of setting, not doing much that first year, I think that part of it's been fine for Jamarcus.
Is there anything you've observed about the Eagles, Tom, over the years, and why the quarterbacks seem to come through here? And even if it's not Donovan, it's someone else that steps in, that they're able to kind of succeed or at least hold their own?
Sure. I mean, they got a good system. They got a coach that knows what he wants to do. Coach that's, you know, kind of given the responsibility to go out and win and make it work. And Andy does that. You know, he's got a good supporting cast around his quarterbacks year in and year out. So I think it's all those things.
Tom, what's your opinion of how the league has handled excessive celebrations this year or maybe in years past?
You know what? It's only come up with us one time, and they, in fact, came back and said never should have been called a foul. So I really haven't had to deal with it, or our team hasn't very much, you know, other than the one they said, look, we were wrong.
Thanks, Tom.
All right, thank you.